Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. This is Amin Yasir Muhammad calling from my show. A message of concern. A message of concern. And I'm sitting in for the usual host, Brother Akbar. And Sister Daya. So hold on 1 second, and I'm going to get programs here. Let me see. Oh, praise be to Allah. Let's see if we get this right here. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah. All right. Just hold on 1 second. We're having a little difficulty here. Anyway, got to get it right. Alhamdulillah. Yes, all praises be to Allah. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. I'm going to, alhamdulillah, can you hear me? Just 1 second here. Assalamu alaikum, can you hear me? Assalamu alaikum, Brother Shuja.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, yeah, you know, I'm so used to. Assalamu alaikum, brother. All praise be to Allah.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I'm so used to y'all running everything. Sometimes I get kind of get lost. All praise be to Allah.
All praise be to Allah.
Yes, sir. All praise be to Allah. We bear witness that there is no God but one true and only God, Almighty God, Allah, alhamdulillah. And what we're going to do today is kind of like maybe keep the mics on. Open.
Okay.
And okay. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. And
Allahu Akbar.
I just wanted to say that you know, y'all have been doing a great job. You know, all praise be to Allah.
All praise
for the
Allah.
Last couple
all
of years.
Yes, sir.
And alhamdulillah, you know, so you know, that's nobody but Almighty God Allah helping us to manage this program and do what we do. So alhamdulillah, I'm gonna turn it over to you, Brother Shuja, and you start off and
okay.
Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. Okay, my brother.
All right.
Next word
all right,
you hear, Brother Shuja.
Yes, sir. All right, man. So, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. I'd like to thank Brother Amin for giving me this opportunity to just pass on to you some of the dawah that we do, especially dealing with removing all racial images out of worship that portray God. I'm going to open up first with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I bear witness and testify that there is only one God, one creator. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet. He's the last prophet. And that there is no other prophet that's coming after Prophet Muhammad. You know, the book that was revealed it during the time of his coming, the name of it is the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran. And it's a book that it says itself that in this book there's no doubt. You know, there's no doubt in it. For those that is sincere, believe in prayer, you know, believe in one God, you know, and Allah revealed the truth. All those things that they did to corrupt truth, lied on the prophets, you know, lied on God, claimed that God had a son, you know, and that also lied on one of the races and saying that a God's son is a Caucasian, you know, lied on them. So that's a heavy burden. That psychologically, that's a heavy burden on people that's not Caucasian, people that don't look like the Son of God, which is Caucasian, and it's a heavy burden on Caucasian psychologically. And what it does to Caucasian when they see their image up there as God, the Lord, God in the flesh, the psychological effect that it have on them is makes them false. It makes them artificial because they think that they are superior. They think that they are from the family of God, you know, and God have to show them that you're not superior, you know, and he have done that. You that study the history. And you'll see the times that God showed the Caucasian that he's not superior. He's not superior in baseball and basketball, football, boxing, track, and none of that. You know, if he was superior, he'd been ahead in all those type of things because he loves sports. Caucasian loves sports. They worship sports, you know. And guess who leads in all the sports? African American. So if he was superior, he should have shown it. He would have shown it in the sports. But God showed them that they look, you're not superior. You know, if they read the scriptures, if they read the Torah, you know, the book that was revealed during Moses' time, they read the so-called Bible. We as Muslims, the Arabic name for the book that was revealed to Jesus. Is the Injil, you know, but they call it the Bible. Christians call it the Bible. If you study that book, throughout the book, it shows you that you shouldn't make no images of God. That Jesus wasn't God, you know, throughout the book. You know, even in the book, Jesus himself said that he was just a gardener, you know, and that was a group called Jesus' good master, and Jesus said, "Don't call me good. Only one is good, and that's God," you know. And they asked Jesus when is the judgment. Jesus said, "I don't know the day not hour." That's what he said in the Bible. if he was God, he should know when the judgment is going to be, you know. And they have it in John, the fifth chapter, the 30 and 31st verse. Jesus said that if he bear witness of himself, his witness is not true. But he bear witness of he that sent him. They asked Jesus, out of all the commandments, which one is the greatest? And the greatest out of all the commandments, it says, love God with all your soul, all your mind and strength. And God is one. That's what it say in the Bible. You know? And Jesus himself, he said, watch me while I pray. Watch me while I pray. What did he say in the Bible? What is the Lord's prayer? What is the prayer of the Christian? Jesus said, our Father. He didn't say, my Father, who art in heaven. He said, our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. He was saying that God's kingdom is the one that's coming. Jesus was seeking the kingdom of God. He didn't have no kingdom. And Jesus said that thy will be done. That God will be done. God gave all of us a free will. All the human being has a free will. The human being and the jinn has a free will. But Jesus said, not my will, but God will be done. You know? So Jesus clearly made it clear that he wasn't God. And the last book that was revealed to humanity is the Holy Quran. And the Holy Quran, in the Holy Quran, God asked Jesus, did you tell the people to worship you instead of me? Jesus said, never did I say such a thing. If I had said such a thing, thou, you would have had known it. We are your servant, you know, and they are your servant, you know. So Jesus was one that made it clear that he worshiped God. He prayed to God. Jesus was always found in the Garden of Gethsemane, praying to God before he'd go out and do da'wah. You know, Jesus called on God. But you have these people, you have Satan, then put his program together and put his people together, his gang, all of them together, you know, and teaching peoples that the Caucasian is the son of God. Now they're saying that Jesus is God. Also, they're saying that Mary is the mother of God. See how corrupt that is? It's so corrupt. It's so obvious, you know, that the Caucasian and the Christians and the good Muslims, all of us should be stepping forward and pointing out. It's so easy. It's not so hard to show the lie that is being told, you know. We just gonna have to tell the truth more. And God say that if you hold the truth at falsehood, say it's going to knock out his breath. That's what God said. And say that the truth stand out clear. So you're not going to have, when you speak the truth, the people's going to recognize what you're saying. You know, it ain't going to be hard for them to comprehend it. Allah said truth stands out clear from falsehood. So when you speak it, you're going to see in the people's face that they recognize what you're saying is true. You know? So let's come together. Let's all of us sing the same tune, the same song. You know, remove all racial images out of worship that portray God. That there is only one creator. You know, Paul, you may see it, in Romans, the first chapter, starting at the 22nd verse, said they professed themselves to be wise. But they was made to be fooled. That's what Paul said. And they raised up an image of the creation rather than raising up the creator, you know. And an image is something that you can see. That's what an image is, brothers and sisters. But they say that Jesus is God, and you can easily see Jesus. They got pictures of him all in the church, on the outside of the church, up on a hill, up on a mountain, around your neck. You see? They got Jesus in the graveyard. So if you see God and you gonna die, then people should be dying every day, because they plainly show you pictures of Jesus, and you say that he's God. Brothers and sisters, this is an obvious lie. It seems to me the people ought to be afraid of God. But they acting like they don't have no fear of God. Now, you need to read the Quran. I'm telling you, I'm asking the Christians to pick up the Quran and read the last revelation, the last revealed knowledge to mankind. It'll scare you to death. You stop that lying. I guarantee you, you read it with sincerity, you'll stop that line. You know, that some man is God. You know, do you realize that the creator of the heaven and earth is not like nothing in creation? Allah didn't get none of himself, a part of himself, to make this creation. This creation is not like God, you know, and the devil is dirty working. The devil is dirty working. Nothing in this creation is like God. Nothing. Just think about that for a minute. Nothing in this creation is like God. Not only are human beings, nothing else. There's a whole lot of things that looks and more powerful than a human being. You see, but there's nothing in creation. Not even these tornadoes, and they are scary looking. Hurricanes, scary. All the earthquakes, scary. They'll put some fear into you. You see, you look at one of these tornadoes, if they don't put some fear into you, then you ain't got no fear in you. Yeah. You look at what these tornadoes can do. Look at how they pull a whole tree up by the root. They have it. You can look at the root. Pull the whole tree. Pick up a house off its foundation. You know, pick it up off its foundation. So brothers and sisters, we just wonder what do a person have to say that's teaching these kind of lies? What do you have to say? How could you defend that lie? How could you defend that lie? And do you think that you're going to be left alone and God is not going to punish you for lying on him? That's a big lie, to lie on God. You lying on God. And the people that's coming behind you preaching that same lie, then you got your children carrying that lie. You got the mother and father, they carrying that lie. You got people lying behind a lie that was established by Satan. They carrying that lie. I just sit up and watch. Sometimes I try not to get in it. Because I'm all the excuses that they have, I heard all of them, and then some. All the excuses they have, when you ask them, is Jesus God? Do you believe that Jesus is God? And explain to me why he's God. Why do you believe that he's God? And you going to hear some lies. All kind of lies. And you ask them about the lie that they got in the Bible, that Joseph is Mary's husband, you know. And during the time she had Jesus. The reason I know that's a lie, because the Quran say that no man touched it, Mary. No man. That's what the Quran say. And I truly believe in the Quran. You know. No man have touched him or her. But she was a holy woman. She was a pure woman. She wasn't touched by no man. You know. But the Bible, you know, Matthew, the first chapter, the 16th verse, it's saying that Mary was married to Joseph, the son of Jacob. You know, and they trying to say that the son of God, so-called son of God, had a genealogy. And they were telling us what generation he was in. The so-called son of God. Just think about that, brothers and sisters. When you lie like that, that's a terrible lie. That's a terrible lie. You lie on God. All these things that you see in creation, I mean, some of these stars and the sun, you know, they say that the stars is bigger than the sun. is larger than the sun. And these great waterfalls and rivers and big mountains. Now, he's the creator of all these things. The snow cap. These big mountains of snow. Trees, tall trees. God created all this. All the wild beasts. God created these wild beasts. The fish in the water. If you go and to some of these aquariums and you look at all these different fish, which is so unique and unusual. The Creator created that. And then you're going to say, you're going to make a likeness of God. You're going to say God looked like a human being. God forbid. God said that he can destroy, if he was destroyed, that he can destroy this everything in this creation. Everybody in this creation. This whole creation, everything that you see. He can destroy all of it and bring in a new one greater than the one that he just destroyed. If he could do that, what'd that tell you? Well, would it tell me that if he can do that, then he's not, that tell me he's independent. He's not dependent. If he can just, if he destroy the water, he destroy the air that I need and you need. He destroy all the food that I need and you need. Let's tell me he don't have no needs. Especially when he said that he can bring in one completely different from the one that he just destroyed, a complete new creation. That's the creator. The Quran says, God says, to get away from saying that he was begotten. And all he had to say is be, and the thing would come into existence. Be, and the thing come into existence. Well, you know that's true. It's easy to prove that's true. Because Adam was the first man. And there was nothing that he used out of creation to make Adam. So God said, the only thing he had to say is be. And it come into existence. So he don't need to be gotten by nobody. And the Quran say, how are you going to say he have a son? And he don't have a consort. All this can be proven is a lie. It's easy to show you Satan's scheme that is set up in this society. All this is Satan's scheme. Satan got a scheme going on. But he needs different people to work his scheme. And they working it too, brothers and sisters. They working it. I sat up and looked at some of these big old churches millions of people, thousands of people are setting up in these churches. Just acting, they faking like they healing people. People's falling out, and they going out there touching them with their hand, and they can be crippled, and in a wheelchair, can't see, and they heal them on television. You know that's not true. Any person is intelligent and got a sane mind. No, that's not true. That's only happened in movies. If you had people that can do that, brothers and sisters, do you think that we would have the coronavirus? Do you think that we still would be having the flu around here? People with the flu? People that got diabetes? People that got high blood pressure? Do you think that if the person had that type of ability, that we'll have all these sicknesses? You know that's a lie. So they outright lying to you and putting it on TV. And some of y'all is paying these people to lie. Some of y'all is paying the people to lie. What do you think that's due to the children? That's why I never had to cheat and lie and steal. And they had on television some of the highest paid preachers. I was sitting there watching. They started at 15. The highest paid preachers. They showed some of the preachers all the cars that they got, all the homes that they got. They just lying to the people. Got these big yachts. Just lying to the people. Driving these jets, brand new jets, lying to the people. And they still don't tell me. It's just like this scam thing that they have that they're doing to everybody. You know, this Medicare program that they got going, the government, instead of they protecting us and looking out for the citizen, the government is allowing them to use us as a target. Can't you see what's going on, that this world is going out? It's got to go out. This world got to go out. We can't have a world where it's full of homosexuals. A world where the whole city, it got casinos. Everywhere you look, it got casinos, gambling houses. We can't have a world like that. And they got these places that people are allowed to get drunk, and they be open all times of the night, all time of night. They open it up where people can it's legal to buy drugs. They using all kind of drugs. Once upon a time, they have it illegal to drink alcohol, and drugs were illegal. Everything is good to go now. Wide open. You can lie to people and get away with it. You can be a crook in America as long as you're going to be caught by the bigger crook. That's right. That's what this Shaitan scheme have done to this inner country, have done to the world. That's the reason we out here talking the way we are talking and teaching the way we are teaching, warning the people. We got so anxious about you joining us. We ain't worried about you joining nobody. That's not us. We're not trying to get you to join nothing. You don't have to join with nothing that we talk about or what we're saying. You can't have to join nothing. God don't need you. God don't need us. He don't need our prayer. You don't make God look no kind of way just because you become a member. You're not helping him at all. So don't think that we are out here a word because you don't join him or you don't go along with what God is saying. I don't care nothing about that. You don't go along with what he's saying. You know, God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah and other big cities and countries. God destroyed them. Why? Because of their disbelief. Because of their wickedness. Because of their lying, cheating. The way they treat the orphan. The way they treat the poor, the needy. How they scheme to get the poor, the older people's money. Calling them out their money. Just for them to have temporary luxury. Just for them to have some of the things that we need to pay our bill. You know, things that we need to pay to buy food, you know, and just to have some convenience. They doing everything goes to get that money. Everything. Brothers and sisters, this world is going to be renewed. And the world is not going to be, the earth is not going to be destroyed. I'm sorry. It's not going to be destroyed. The world never, the earth never disobeyed God. The water, the air, God is not going to destroy all that. He's going to destroy the world of lies, the world of corruption, the world that we're living in today, you know, where it's all right to commit fornication. It's all right to commit adultery. You know, I know I'm hard on the devil. Shoes out, lighten up on the devil. Lighten up on the devil. Let the devil alone. You know, we all got to live together. Let us all get along. But I'm telling you, what I'm doing is very small to what Allah got in store for them. And for all the ones that support it. I sat back and I looked. If when the devil do something, I see everybody fall in place. They run up and say, I'm with you, boss. I'm with you. Everything you said, I agree to it. We We fall right in the left. And you don't think you won't get punished? Not only you, but your children might get punished. Your mother or your wife or your husband might get punished. When God punishes you, he know how to punish you. Don't think he's going to punish you the way that you think he's going to punish you, but you're going to get punished for lying on God, for going along with the liar, for causing division among the believers, or try to cause division. The only thing I see is that when they try to cause division, the people that stand up and support that, there's a testimony against them. They just show themselves. They show you who they are. They weren't with you at all. They not with you. They with the devil all the time. And they wish they can run back and hide again, but it's too late. It's like the Bible, it's like in Christianity, rather than say that it's gonna come a time where the devil, he gonna try to, he up under the cover, he gonna try to pull the cover over his head, and his feet gonna show, and say that's gonna be kind of short. The cover gonna be so short that he tried to put it over his feet and his head gonna show. You know, he ain't gonna be able to hide. It's that time right now. We in the judgment. We in the judgment. You can't hide from God. You gonna do something. All the ones that think that they slick and that they can shift, they'll support when they want to shift. We in the time right now where everything gonna be revealed. You're not gonna be able to fool the peoples of God. You're not gonna be able to fool yourself, and you're not gonna be able to fool God. And you're not going to be able to fool the believer. Oh, I was just dying. Yeah. And God telling exactly what they do and what they say in the game. That's amazing. God let us know what you're going to do before you do it. The disbeliever. Allah said that the hypocrites, they support each other. They just out of nowhere or say something to show their support. Out of nowhere. I support you. You got my support. I'm with you. I'm with what the other person said, the other supporters. I support what the other supporters spoke. Brothers and sisters, this world is getting ready to, is already changing. We got preachers now teaching against racial images that's in worship. We got the Caucasians standing up teaching against images that's in worship. False images, false worship. We got police officers standing up now against images in religion. Police officers. You even have the atheists. They are standing up and saying it's wrong to have another person up, ended up as God. The atheist. Everybody everybody is just fine. So I know what Allah said about the hypocrite. He's waiting to his main people. Somebody there, then he's going to support them. But it's going to be too late. Pharaohs waited to the last minute. And when we bear witness to the God of Moses. Pharaohs. You know, I wonder, I used to wonder, I said, why does God allow African Americans to go through slavery? Why we had to be slaves? And then just through me studying history, I saw why. You had a whole lot of so-called black portrayed themselves as God. You had the dynasty of the Pharaoh. They portrayed themselves as God. And you got some of us today they want to be somebody that you can't even tell them the truth. You can't tell them, but look at what you did was, I don't go along with it. All the supporters, they'll come up, they come right behind. They'll come at you. You can't speak your mind. You can't be a free thinker. You know where you get your power from? Your power comes from God, the first thing, and coming together in truth and righteousness. So brothers and sisters, we it's 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock here and 8 o'clock Eastern time and maybe about 5 or 6 on the West Coast. I came to you in peace. Came to you in peace and tried to give you the most truth that I could put out there. And I'm gonna turn this back over to our brother, if you are you still there?
Yes, sir. I'm here. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. All praise be to Allah.
Good.
Allahu Akbar. That's great. Yes, sir. You know that scripture. Alhamdulillah. We got people in the queue.
Alhamdulillah.
We got, alhamdulillah, we got 404-438, but we also got 323. Okay. All right. I'll praise be to Allah here. Okay. 404, because I know who 323 is. But 404.
That's Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm going to bring it in right now. Yeah, Assalamualaikum. Assalamualaikum. 404-438.
Waalaikum
assalam. Take your phone off mute. Hey,
Assalamualaikum. Waalaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Brother
Yam. Yeah, we hear you loud.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes, praise
God. Yeah,
Alhamdulillah.
Or he's burning. But he was burning these airways up. Oh, praise
yes, sir.
Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry.
Oh, yes, sir. I'll just sit back on my sunglasses on my straw hat in the sun while you were cooking. Nothing deserves to worship except Allah alone, who has no children. This creation is his. He created it by himself. He don't need no help to govern it at all. And I open the bear witness that the final revelation came through his last prophet and messenger, Muhammad. May the peace and blessings be upon him, upon his family, his companions, all of them, and what must follow, and we are the ones that's following. Praise be to Allah. We are the ones that's taking the stand. My brother said that, you know, Allah don't need no help in governing this creation. And the truth is out there. What do the truth come from? If we can just recognize where the truth comes from, the truth comes from God. The scriptures, your common sense even tell you that. But on the other side of that, there's a lie. So let's examine where the lie came from. The scriptures are clear on that the lie came from Satan. And we have proved without a shadow of a doubt that the one that you wear around your neck, hang in your car, tattoo on your skin, put a nail up on some wood, is not God. And it's not, according to scripture, it's not even Jesus. It's not the Jesus that Allah sent it to the world to give this message to the world. No, this is the one that they gave you. They fabricated that lie. They made it so big that they painted one looking like them and say, that's your Lord and Savior. Now, we don't prove that from scripture. We don't prove that's a lie. There's another thing in the scripture that says that about fornication, adultery, is saying about your father. I can't remember the whole verse, but it says something like, say you're like your father, the devil, and the lust of your father he will do. So he was a lion of murder in the beginning and obeyed not in the truth. So when he speaks of a lie, and he's the father of it. Now, that's the devil. Hear your scripture even telling you about him. And you still want to follow him? Well, you know, Allah gave the order, whoever followed you, Satan, I'm going to fill him with y'all. And look like that's where y'all heading. But you got a chance to stop. Pull on brakes. And start analyzing what's really being said. Like my brother said, an image is something that you can see. An image is tangible. But the scriptures say, God say, worship me in spirit and truth. Now, is that an image? You can't touch no spirit or truth. But God say, this is how I want you to recognize me. And I want you to worship me in these two principles, in spirit and in truth. So we don't knock the devil in the head. If you continue to still want to follow him, okay, you know, praise be to God. We can't put no rope around your neck. We would like to put a gun up your head to make you turn around and be rational with your life to see that this system, this devil here in this country and in the world has played a very, very evil trick on you. Can't you see that something is the kind of trick he's playing on you is the kind of take you to hell? And you'd have heard grandmama, great, 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 great mama in the front room around the big old potbelly stove, red, trying to get warm, singing a hymn. Lord, please don't let me go to hell. Lord, please help me. Lord, please help my son, so-and-so. Help my daughter, so-and-so. We don't want to go to hell, Lord. But yet, you still, after all the hell our people done went through, all the hymns and songs they done sang, even if they made up singing to God to get some relief, not want to see that fire that God talk about, and you still want to follow them. You still want to follow them. You breaking your neck trying to say, get all your little pennies up right now to go out somebody a present. Why, you couldn't buy them a present last month. Why, you couldn't buy him a present 3 months ago. How come you can't give your girlfriend or your mother or your sister or auntie some flowers months ago, some perfume months ago? But now you breaking your neck, or you sitting back scheming and conniving, trying to find out who you can rip off to get some money, try to buy the biggest present for somebody in your family. Otherwise, you want to hurt somebody to make your family feel good. But if your family knew what you were doing, they wouldn't even accept it. So what I'm saying, what had this made you? This had turned you out to be a devil. We got to put it plain to you. Ain't no in between. And you even going to be on the side of truth or on the side of a lie. And we just said what the scriptures say about the devil, he's a liar and the father of it. So that's where the lie came from. The lie was brought about from Satan. And he's using that. And God got something for him, and you want to follow that? Why is it so hard to hold your peace and just think for 30 seconds and give God the praise and glory that he do for just creating you? Just creating you, he put you in some secured hands when you was a child. And those secure hands that God put you in, they nurtured you all the way till you got to the age to walk on your own. And you don't want to give praise to that? You don't want to give praise to God for that? Gave your mother and a father, sisters and brother that secured you. What they're really securing you for is from the hell that Satan won't try to send you through. And James Brown couldn't have said it no better. Said, we got out of hand, said, Papa beat the hell out of us. We know what he was saying. Our mommy used to say it. They wanted to beat that hell of idea, that hell of a concept that you got in your mind out of you, so you go in society, you won't catch the hell they got out there for you. Our people was wise. Our people didn't have the education that we got today. They didn't have the information, knowledge that we have today. But when you look at some of the things they said, they was wise. They had wise sayings. You couldn't even fool mama. You can walk in the door, mama look at you out of the corner of her eye, and you drop your head, work, try to walk past you, and she's a holder boy, come here. And she tell you, I told you so. She telling you something that she told you about 5-6 months ago that was going to happen, but you didn't want to accept it. And then when you walk with your head out, she say, I told you so. I told you what was going to happen. See, it's my job as a parent to prepare you for what's out there. Yeah, I know. Our parents, they got caught up in the Christmas scheme, all these holidays. They got caught up in the holidays that these people started for themselves. It wasn't your holiday. You weren't even allowed to function on a holiday that they had. You sitting in one of those raggedy shack with 20 holes in it, wind blowing through it, 40 miles an hour, you almost freezing. All you trying to do, find some wood to put in that stove to keep y'all warm while they over there jubilant, drinking, eating hog. And that's how you worship Jesus on so-called Christmas. See, it's all a lie. And who's caught up in lying more than anybody? We are, as a people. We have a time. We have a chance to change our ideas, change our thought pattern, change our mind, change our spirit. Why? Because the law says in the Quran, our book says that God won't change the condition of a people till they first change what is in their heart. See, if you started changing things that motivate you in your heart to correct it, then God will help you. But you haven't done that. You got to remember everything that God done, Satan tried to do it too. In your book, it says in your book that Satan said, I'm going to create me a man. And I'm going to blow in his nostril my breath. See, he said the same thing that God said, but it's just in the opposite. He's going to blow his false, corrupted ideas into your head, and you're going to accept it, and then you're going to start functioning like the devil. And then you want us to think that you're sane when you come around us. See, that's why Allah told us in the Quran, say, Satan, or your enemy, is an open enemy. He didn't say it was closed. behind those hiding? He said, open to me. He walked right up in your face, slapping you, swelled up and down. That ain't the devil. But see, we got him now. We got him, and well, God has blessed us to understand this, we're giving it to you. And we're not charging you a dime. We ain't asked you to, we ain't passed no tray around, no bucket, nothing, and ask you for a dime for what we're saying today. Because we're going to be rewarded by the Lord who sent us on this mission. That's who's going to reward us. And that's who we're looking for our reward from, Allah. We ain't looking for it from you. Only thing we're trying to help you do is become rational. Everything we're saying, well, why are you talking about the hall like that? Because God's in the Bible, don't even touch a dead carcass. It's not fit for human consumption. It may be good for medical purpose. Well, you say alcohol, because you're drinking or you're consuming something that every ounce, every shot of alcohol, over 100 milligrams or whatever it is, in it destroys 24 to 2,500 brain cells. What happened to your brain cells get destroyed? You started wobbling. You're imbalanced. See, you don't have the balance. But you didn't know that the alcohol do that to you. So we done gave you two things to stay away from. The hog is one. The alcohol is another. And then stay away from Satan. Because those are all his ideas. Those are all his plans to trap you. To trap you and to make you come obedient to him. And he hadn't even created you. He only can use what Allah had already created. Allah reaches his hand out for you, and you snatch it back because you still want to see Susie tonight. You still want to see James tonight. You want to rip and run and play because it's Friday and Saturday night. See, that's what you want to do. And then when you wind up at home 2 or 3 o'clock Sunday morning and wake up Monday morning or Sunday morning, what you saying then? I know I shouldn't have went to that party. You know, my friend Jane got killed. I should have stayed at home. But you don't have the rationale or the right senses to keep you at home. We just explained to you the two things that throw your equilibrium off. Swine is one. Alcohol is another. Drugs is another. Yeah, so we tell you, don't get so upset to the degree where it throws your mental equilibrium off. For when it does that, you allow Satan to come in then. See? He'll throw you off. Now he's able to ease inside you and make you do the thing you normally wouldn't do if you had your right mind. And your right mind is the mind that God gave you in the beginning. That grandmama, great-granddaddy, mama and daddy gave you as a child coming up. That was the right mind. Because they said, boy, the Bible said don't steal. Boy, girl, the Bible said don't fornicate or commit adultery. Boy, don't lay with us. See, they were telling you things to save you. But I know. You caught the preacher doing it. So you say, hell, if he's doing it, hell, I can do it too. But see, that's wrong. You see somebody do it wrong, why would you want to do it? Because you don't have the equilibrium. You don't have the balance mentally to stay away from it. And that's how Satan is using you. He called your name, and you jump out your sleep. God asked you to wake up just say a little prayer, and you mumble and grumble, yeah, I'm tired, I get up after a while. But soon your phone rang, James called you and said, look, man, I got a deal going on. Come on, baby. Man, I'll be there in 5 minutes. Always rushing to corruption. And what our people just say, boy, girl, you corrupted to the core. And when they say it like that, they're saying, it really ain't no hope for you. But one thing, ain't but one thing for you. What is that? Death. And some of y'all so rotten to the core that the earth gonna spit you back up. It don't even want you. And that's bad. That's bad when you put you 6 feet and come back today and you land on top of it. That's how rotten you are. So we thank Allah for allowing us to come and have a few words with you. We thank Allah for brothers like Brother Amin that invited us. And we're trying to do everything we can to help him. If he called on us, we want to be ready to get there, financial, whatever it is. We want to be there to help. Because that's part of the help that we're talking about is part of the process that we're talking about, businesses. But before we can really go into the business like we want to and build and be secure in the business, we got to try to eradicate some of that garbage out your head. So you can stand to be a free man and a free woman in the town. But you're not free. Long they can manipulate you, do something outside of what God say don't do, then that's why we're here, your brothers and your sisters. We your real brothers and sisters, because we haven't lied to you from day one. We've been telling you the truth. And we know it's kind of hard sometimes to swallow the truth when it comes, because you've been living a certain way so long. What you think the prophets and messengers were for? People live their lives to a certain degree, and then God sent a message to them. He only sent a message to them because he wanted to save them. Those who would listen to the message and change their life. He always sent a warning before he destroyed you. Are we warning y'all today? You seen that tornado other day, 40 tornadoes touching down, 200 miles wide, 200 miles long. It didn't just destroy a little house. It tore up everything. It would take years for that town to recover. Now, just think how God can do the same thing to your mind, can trigger your mind to a certain degree that you won't even know yourself the next moment. That put you in an institution, try to work with you to gain your senses again. Oh, you see, God can do that. That's easy. That's why we try to come to you and warn you. That's all we're doing. We're trying to give you the ammunition where it would help you change your own life. We can't force you to change. We can't make you change, but we can share information with you to make you think about making the change in your life. You save your son that's coming up. You save your daughter. No man wants his daughter to be abused, but yet you abuse his mama. And your daughter's in there seeing that. What you think going to happen to your daughter with some chump in the street if you don't bring them up properly? But first, you got to change. So, you know, I'm grateful to Allah to have this little time to always come and speak to you. I try to follow my big brother all the time. So, you know, like I say, when he was blowing, I had my sunglasses on, my straw hat. So y'all ain't hit with the glasses and handed for, I tell you that next time. So I come to you in peace. I want to leave you in peace. The greetings from all the prophets. As-salamu alaykum. Big bro, I mean that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I'm doing that.
Yes, sir. As-salamu alaykum. I'm real sorry for that, that noise. We want to know if anybody else want to say something. If you know, just raise your hand. Just press one. We'll bring you into the conversation, you know. Just press one. Been a lot of good teaching, you know, good preaching, alhamdulillah, from the Shujah brother Ibrahim. So if we have anybody else who would like to say something, press one on the phone, and we'll bring you in. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, hold on a second. Good. All praise be to Allah. You know, one thing that I always recognize that the brothers who and a sister who come on the message of concern. They love to share the knowledge. They love to do dawah. They love it. You know, praise be to Allah. And that, you know, that is a gift. That's a gift from Almighty God to have something in your heart that you are really willing to talk about it, you know, to the extent to where you could talk for extended lengths of time. All praise be to Allah, you know. And, you know, your Alhamdulillah, it seems like, you know, your conscience is clear, you know, and Allah has touched your soul to where you could do this and don't feel no anything behind it. All praise be to Allah. So we want to know if anybody else want to say something. Brother Shuja, I mean, I know you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, that's just the Quran. That's the Quran there. All praise to Allah. Go ahead, Sister Quran. Assalamu alaikum, my dear sister.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What I want to ask Brother Shuja is that he was stating about Mary and Joseph. And he would say Mary was not married to Joseph. And so what I want to know, how did Joseph come into the picture?
I think he came in because I think that Mary was in the line. Was from the family of Imran. Mary, she was from the family of Imran, and I just found out today that her her brother, one of her brothers, was Aaron, and Aaron is Moses' brother, and so that means that Mary was I'm reading it today. I wrote it down. But just to answer my wife's question, I think that right there about Joseph being married to Mary is in the Bible. It's in Matthew 1st chapter, 16 verse. It's in Matthew 1st chapter, 16 verse. But now the Quran say that she didn't have a man. I was just reading in the Quran. The Quran say that Mary didn't have a man, and no man touched her. No man touched her. So I either got to believe the Bible or I got to believe the Quran, you know. So I believe the Quran, you know, the answer, my wife's question is that the Satan brings up a whole lot of things. Brought up a whole lot of things in the Bible that not true. Satan had put in the Bible through some of his imps that the prophet of God laid down with his daughter, got him drunk, and had sex with it. You know. So these lies is not hard, but it wasn't hard for them to do. So I'm gonna pass it on back on to my wife.
Maybe I asked the question the wrong way. Maybe I should have asked, is what was the reason? For example, we know why they're putting that image up there, you know, they're portraying God, but we want to know, like I was saying, what was the reason? That's a reason that it was done, so I was just trying to figure out what was that reason behind that they said that. That's what I wanted to say, alhamdulillah.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. Well, I can just imagine. They showed the Son of God as a Caucasian. They didn't show him as an Indian, no. African American, no. Yeah, some places they show him as dark skin, but the reason they put in, they was pushing that image. They was pushing that image. Because if you, here in America, if Joseph was married to Mary, they showing Mary as a Caucasian woman, or Caucasian looking, you know, look like a Caucasian, you know, and men of these Jews is looking like Caucasian. Many of these Jews, you can tell them the difference from a regular Caucasian, you know. So my wife said they are Caucasian.
That's where they'll go right there. They'll go over there.
Yeah. But you got a group of people that's saying that they are the real Jews, and they're supposed to be black. You know, they got that thing going back and forth, you know, which it don't make me no difference. It's the only thing is that is just trying to accommodate them in their color, accommodate them in their plan, and that plan is to put the so-called white people out there in the world as superior, you know, as godlike. You know, because like I say, the whole generation of Abraham and Moses and Lot and Jacob and Ishmael, all of them, Quran said, was in the family of Imram. You know, so they want to show the family of Imram as being Caucasian. You know, they don't even make mention in the Bible. In Matthew, they talk about the Israelites and things, and they talk about Moses and Jacob and Isaac and all of them. They don't even make mention Ishmael. They don't mention Ishmael in the Bible. If it do, let me know and tell me what chapter it is. You know. Tell me what verse it is. Verse is that. But I haven't seen them mention Ishmael in the Bible, you know, because they're trying to push this image. They're trying to push this image on us so hard. The imam said that a group of them came. Had a meeting with the top Caucasians and told them that if they pay them, that they would give them a deliverer in their own image, which is the Jewish peoples over there in Israel, a deliverer in their own image. And that deliverer was Jesus, you know, and he's in the image of the Caucasian. So they are pushing his image. Black African American people are pushing it harder than anybody, though. They're pushing it harder than anybody, you know. So I'm gonna turn that back over to you. It's 7:30, and we got 30 more minutes to work with. Praise be to Allah. I guess we can talk a little bit about the businesses. You know, it's amazing. You know, seem like to me that people should be happy to hear someone talk about businesses and talk about the truth. They shouldn't find nothing negative in that. The only somebody I think can find something negative in that is the devil. They shouldn't find nothing negative that they're able to come back with, you know, that a person is saying. Ain't nothing negative about that. And when you speak the truth, it may hurt. The Quran says it knocks the brains out. So that I think it might hurt. But that's what the person deserves for lying, for speaking a lie. But we should be happy. We should be happy to talk about establishing businesses for our sons and for our daughters, grandchildren. You know, we should be happy speaking about that, having as much conversations that we can about that. It shouldn't be a situation where it's divisive. You know, they've been divisive. Nobody been divisive. We need to go into business. And the person that talk about his devices is the person that is to me is the person that's got a scheme going. Or got their program, it don't include you. It don't include everybody. It don't include everybody. And see I'm telling you, I always been. And I've been teaching for over 40-some years. But I always been a free man in the city. Always. Party I'm with the party of Allah. That's the party I'm with, the party of Allah. And like Brother Imam said, Imam Ibrahim said, all truth is coming from God. And God say in the Quran that he blesses all truth. All good. He said he blesses all good. But all truth comes from God. And if it's true, what do you have against the truth? If the person speaks the truth. I just don't understand it. But we got to figure out how we can support each other in these businesses. We got to find out whether or not we got any books that has the Muslim businesses in it, and where are they, and what they got. You know, and try to get their telephone number and some of these things that we giving our money to other people that don't support us, we can figure out a way we can get that money, get the same thing. Maybe the thing that we're trying to get, the Muslims selling, it might be a better quality than what we already getting it for. You know, it might be a better quality. So we'll be helping our brother, our sister, you know. And it might take a little bit, the time might be a little bit longer. But we sent out for it earlier. You know, we can figure that out. We can figure that out, brothers and sisters. And I know we got smart peoples among us, you know. And I'm hoping that some of these brothers got these trucks, the 18 wheelers, that they start setting up some routes, setting up a means where they can. They can take another brother or sister product from one city to another city. You know, where we'll know about it. And we can get their product that way. You know. We gotta start getting some of these warehouses in each one of these states. We gotta start coming together collectively and getting some of these warehouses. You know. So when they bring the product, you know, we can have the warehouse can be the address where you come and pick up your product. We got to get out the house a little bit more anyway. I know it makes me feel good when I get out the house, especially because of this coronavirus. And just because when you go and pick up something and it's a Muslim place you're going to, you're going to meet a whole lot of people. You know, we love to meet each other. We love to meet each other, you know. And in that warehouse, maybe you can set up a restaurant in there, a coffee shop or something. You know, I mean, we'll figure it out. I'm telling you. We're smart. Allah gave us plenty of sense. And you know we got copycats, so that's good. So you have to give the copycat something that you want him to copy. You want them to copy, you know. So we start putting places like that up all over, you know. And it'll come easier and easier and easier. We're in 2022. We're going into 2022. You know, we're not in the 1900s no more. We're out of that, you know. And just because a person is old, it don't mean that he's not can't give you something that's advanced. You know, can't give you something that will progress you. You know, or give you something that's right, or something that's good. You know, so let's come together and support each other. I know our brother Salim, the brother that done the credit union. Praise be to Allah. You know, we got to support him. We definitely got to support him. We got to start thinking about putting our money in that credit union. You know. So praise be to Allah. Thank Allah. It's 20 minutes to 8. So I'm gonna pass this back on to our brother, I came to you in peace. I'm gonna leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum. Alhamdulillah, buddy, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I know you want to say some words.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you clear.
Okay,
clear.
Okay, I'm just going to address two things, inshallah. You know, we always, like you say, we're scientists and we're researching. And the reason we're scientists is because our leader was a scientist, Imam Muhammad. I want you. Hello, Akbar. You asked a question about Ishmael in the Bible. Sujah?
Yeah.
16th chapter of Genesis, first verse. 17th chapter of Genesis, around the 7th verse or 5th verse. And that's where you find that at, in the Bible.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Alhamdulillah. It's just like he don't exist. Yeah, I'm going to check that out.
Yeah. It's 16, chapter 16, Genesis, verse 7.
Okay, hold on for a second. Let me write that down. Let's see what they're saying. Oh. 16.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me. Verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
mm-hmm.
in, what's that in?
Genesis.
That's in Genesis. Okay, Genesis.
Uh-huh. Also, I can't think of the verse, but go to chapter 17, Genesis uh-huh. chapter 17 in Genesis, and it explained to you when Ibrahim went into Hagar and bore the son and named him Ishmael.
Oh, okay. That's in Genesis.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes, in the beginning. Okay. I'm going to read about it.
Yes, sir. That's what you got your little brother for. The research for you. I'm your researcher.
Yeah. See, that's
yes,
help.
Sir.
That's help because when we talk to these Christians, and trying to help our Christian brothers, we want to be able to take them right to what they should already know.
Right.
They should study
right.
the book, just like you studied the Quran. They should study
That's
the Bible,
right.
so it won't be such of a struggle.
Right.
In getting the truth.
And then when your wife was at the question, she asked my brother, "Let's analyze that for a minute." Now. Jesus had
okay.
a brother, right? Jesus had a brother, right? And
Jesus
his
had
name James, am I correct?
Huh? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Who was James' mother?
It had to be Mary.
It was Mary. Now, listen. This here's the catch, my brother. When Allah said in the Quran that when Mary said, "No man has touched me, how can I have a son?" And the angel told him, "You know, whatever Allah will, that's what it will be." At that time, she had no contact with no man.
Right.
At all. Now, down later in the years after she had Esau, when he went down in Jerusalem, whatever, and they had him, then she was married to Joseph. And that's how James come about.
Okay. All right. Because I noticed, that's one thing I'll be looking for when the Quran say talk about that. I've been
yes.
trying to see whether or not that's right around in the time
yes.
Jesus was born, and is they talking about Jesus, you know,
right.
and that's how I came up to that conclusion, you know.
Uh-huh. And
yeah,
you know, that's what everything we're studying in the Quran, I try to go to the Bible and find it.
Yeah.
And then the Bible came before the Quran. It's got to be there. Sometimes it's hidden in code, like Imam Muhammad said. And if we don't understand the code, we won't be able to get the message. Well, we don't broke the code.
Yeah.
Let's put it like that. We don't broke
yes,
the code,
sir.
So Allah has blessed us, you know.
People
want to ask me about, y'all talking about just taking the Shahada. Yeah, we just take the Shahada. Well, that's not in the Quran. Well, that's in the Quran. I said, yes, it's in there. Yes, and that's
yeah.
59. If you, but see,
yeah.
you read the English. In the Quran, it says, "Hu Allahu aladhi la ilaha illa huwa alimu gabi wa shahada ti hu rahman rahim." Do you hear the shahada in that? Okay, anyway, that's
yeah.
in the Quran.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, I just wanted to give you that because you gave me something. I'd be writing, taking notes when you be saying stuff.
Allah Akbar. I'm definitely going to check that out about, and I know how to use it. I know how to use it.
Yes, sir.
In reference to Joseph. Yeah, I need because I'm trying to find out. See, like we were talking about Joseph this morning. You know, we have another number where we discuss the Quran.
Yes, sir.
We read the Quran. We read the 30th part of the Quran, and then we discuss it.
Yes, sir.
You know, we were talking about Jesus. You know.
Yes, sir.
And also we talked about. Jesus, whether Jesus, whether Mary, what was it, Mary, whether or not Mary was married, you know, whether or not Mary had a man when she
right.
had Jesus, you know. So it'll tell you something in the Quran, but you got to look for the same thing in the Bible.
Right.
Like you say, you try to see what is that in the Bible. You
uh-huh.
know, and sometimes somebody else might know, you know, what those things is that in the Bible that'll help you out.
That's right, bro.
So I'm doing a lot.
Yes, sir.
I'm doing a lot. It's what Shaitan is trying to do. Shaitan is trying to say that it wasn't a miraculous birth.
Uh-huh.
Because in the Bible they use begotten.
Right.
You know, like it wasn't a miracle.
Right. But we're bringing something to them that
it wasn't a miracle.
Yeah, we bring something to them that it was at that time.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
If you go back to the lecture you remember Muhammad gave in 05, we was in Chicago, remember they say he came from Scripture, you said the Scripture say it was a spirit that covered Mary, right?
Yeah,
and Muhammad
yeah,
said,
yeah,
he said, a spirit don't have no shadow. And he left it like that and walked off the stage.
Yeah. Allahu Akbar. Spirit don't have
no shadow. So something covers something, right?
Yeah. Now, there's another thing I think the Muslim is getting messed up with. They're getting thrown off with is that in the Quran they have speaking about the jinn, they got under that spirit.
Uh huh.
It's saying that the jinn is spirit.
Uh huh.
You know,
but that spirit is made manifest in a human being. Now,
right.
In Mecca,
yeah, let me make
Let me make this point.
But in the Quran also talking about spirit, it's saying that Allah, when He created the human being, He told the angels and Iblis. Or when I put my spirit into this human being, I want you to give obeisance to him.
Right.
I want you to bow
down. Right.
Okay,
right.
so what the Muslim is getting those two spirits, you know, a lost spirit that breathes into the human being, and the jinn, they're getting that mixed up.
Well. We know that in the Quran, when Allah addressed them and told them to give obeisance to Adam, we know that Iblis refused, right? Okay, Iblis didn't
exactly.
become, right, he didn't become a devil after he disobeyed Allah's order, but he was a chief jinn. He was no angel.
Right.
That's in the Quran.
Right.
He was a jinn.
Yeah.
So that same spirit,
yes.
that jinn spirit, is the these human beings. Otherwise, it's a weaker spirit, and whoever give over to it, that's who they possess. Let me say this here. When Prophet Muhammad was reciting Quran, you know what I mean? They went back to their people and said, we heard a wonderful recital. Those are
right.
jinn. It's a masjid, yeah. and it's a masjid in Mecca where Prophet Muhammad made that speech. It's a masjid called Masjid Jinn right there in Mecca.
Allah Akbar. Is another point that I try to make is that we had a person was saying that the soul and the jinn was the same thing.
No, sir.
You know, and I said no, that's that
no.
I said the soul is going to be judged. And if Allah said that He breathed His spirit into the human being,
and he became a living soul,
you're not going to be able to judge Allah's spirit. You're not going to judge.
Uh-huh.
You can't judge. I don't see Allah judging His spirit.
He's not.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So that can't be true. That can't be true. That the spirit and the soul is the same thing. No, it's not the same.
So when Allah judges you, He's going to judge you for every act that you've done, whether it was good or bad, right?
Right.
Okay. So now, where would we place that act at? You know, we had that discussion before about the soul, and I said,
yeah,
you know, that it was consciousness. Because in your conscience, you know what you did wrong, and you know what you did right. So when Allah questions you, He going to question your conscience. You can't tell that lie to Allah. Pull that page up, page number 19.
Yeah, that's clear. That's clear. And it was somebody else I was intending. I was giving it to say in reference to the spirit. You made that point. It'll come back to me.
You remember, like a lost in the crime, that I'm going to breathe my spirit in the man's nostril and become a living soul, right? And the man broke that down. What did Allah breathe? What did He breathe into man? His spirit, what was it? It was Allah's ideas, Allah's truth, Allah's righteousness.
Yeah.
All the attributes of Allah, the 99, was breathed into you. And that's what made you become conscious.
Yeah. So it's not going to make you. It's not going to make you do wrong. So that's the point. It's not nothing. You can't judge that because it's like you say out in the street. It's all good.
That's Allah. That's the part of you. That's Allah. Now we know when Satan had an opportunity to influence you. And Allah sent, Allah told Shaitan that He can influence you, but He can't harm you physically. That's an order from Allah to Shaitan.
Yeah. You can't harm the believer. You can't harm. You can't harm his. Yes, indeed. That's what I'm doing.
Now, I'm still doing some research, brother. My big brother, listen to this. I did some research. I got a book, right?
Yes, sir.
And you know what it says in the Bible, in Genesis, that God created a man in His image and His likeness, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now watch this here. So now, when He created Adam, right, Allah said, I created Adam in my image and my likeness, but it wasn't physical.
Yeah.
Because Allah's not physical. So what did He create in Adam? What did He create? The Zimmer Allah. It was the mind.
Mm.
Huh? Allah said, when I created him, he got Allah's mind. He said, but now the thing that's different between me and Adam, he said, Adam sleep. Allah said, I don't sleep. Say, Adam eat. Allah said, I don't eat.
Wow. Now, another way you can look at that is that as Shaitan is talking about creating, is creating man. Saying that He's God, and He created man.
He did the same thing.
Yeah.
He said the same thing. Allah said, the only thing we know that He can't create no physical man. He just used what Allah already created, and He was able to blow His ideas, His influence into man as well, if man gave himself over to Him.
Allah Akbar. I told my brothers and sisters that I think I think it's beautiful that they are studying the Quran.
Yes, sir.
You know, that they are studying the Quran because there was many people, Middle Eastern brothers, try to discourage us from studying the Quran.
Yes, sir.
But for us to get our wisdom and our understanding and that which we apply from the Hadith. They were trying to encourage us. They always teach us from the Hadith. But,
they want to indoctrinate.
They
want to indoctrinate us.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen. And when Imam Muhammad gave us that book that me and you talk about, when Prophet Muhammad told the Sahaba when they asked, can we write down what you do, Ya Rasulullah? He said, no. Do not write down anything you see me do. Only write down those things you hear me say of the Quran.
Allah.
He said, in fear that what you may write would come in conflict with the book of Allah. What that came in conflict with Allah's book? Hadiths.
Allah Akbar. That's a good one right there. That's a real good one.
That's a book that Imam Muhammad told us to get. I got that from.
Yes, sir. That's a good one.
Yes, sir.
That's a real good one.
Now, to prove that, what did Aisha say? When they asked her about his character, what did she say? Say he was a walking Quran.
Yeah.
Not no hadith. And they get the hadith mixed up with Allah said the Quran. Had a Quran hadith. Had a Quran sunnah. This Quran is my sunnah. This Quran is my hadith. This is Allah talking. And so Prophet Muhammad was following Allah's sunnah in his hadith, his way.
Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar. I'm thankful that you got more of Imam Waridi Muhammad community is studying the Quran.
Yes, sir.
You know, now it's application.
Yes,
application is what we want to see. Applying
and
the
you
book.
Know what I do, you know what I do, big brother? When they come to me and say, brother, well, you know, this hadith, I say, wait a minute, hold it. I take the Quran. I say, hold this here. I said, now what you just said, show it to me in the Quran.
Show it to me in the Quran.
Show it to me in the Quran. Because Prophet Muhammad was a walking Quran. He wasn't a walking
he
nothing
else. He was a walking Quran.
Thank you. And Imam Muhammad said, we should be what? Imam Muhammad said, we should be little Muhammads. Not big Muhammad. He said, we should be little Muhammads.
Alhamdulillah. So we should be the Quran walking. Hello,
Quran walking. That's it. That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's what we're doing tonight. When Adam said he heard a word from his Lord, that's in the second chapter, right?
Yeah.
In the Quran. But I said, well, what was the word then? Oh, but it was just a word that he was inspired with. No, it was the kalima. In Arabic, he says kalima. Adam heard the kalima. But see, they tell you it's just a word. Yeah. They tell you it's just a word. In Arabic, it says kalima.
Yeah. Allah Akbar.
That's what Adam heard. He heard la ilaha illallah.
Yes, sir.
And this way, Adam, this is the way that you'll find your way back to heaven coming to me. And all those who follow you, this is the way back. See, but they told us, it was just a word that Adam was inspired with. I said, well, what is the word then? They never tell me that. Just tell me he was inspired. Then I got to learn the Arabic. I looked in the Arabic. I said, what kalima? I said, they didn't want them to know this.
Yeah, indeed. So alhamdulillah, we are getting that truth. I had a brother from Europe. Told me, he said, you all here in America, Muslim here in America, practice or put forth Islam better than all the Muslims, than any Muslim that I know.
That's what we've been
doing. Muslim here in America.
I had a sheikh come out of Egypt, out of Egypt to visit our community, right, in Ramadan. And they told me to call back then, he's going to lead the prayer. When I got finished, he was crying. He said, I've been all the way around the world, and I haven't heard no adhan like that. He said, y'all are the ones that the people waiting on. That's us, brother. Allah say, if you don't accept this message, I would take it and give it to another people that would love me.
Abdullah.
I don't think they haven't heard you call the Quran.
You know what I mean? They haven't heard you call the Dawn. You know, but praise be to Allah. I think our community gonna have to grow, brother Ibrahim. You know,
yes.
We gonna have to grow. We just can't accept.
Wait a minute, brother, other day when we was on the phone, you heard me talking. I was talking to Elo, and I was telling him how we was going to the class under Imam Muhammad every Tuesday night in Chicago, right?
Yes.
And he said, I didn't get the opportunity. He said, I had to work. I didn't get the opportunity to go there. But my point in saying that to him is this. We was blessed by Allah to be able to be there every Tuesday night, when they, under the teachings
yes.
of Imam Wahid Muhammad.
Yes.
A lot of us, see, I know, I had to take Elo my way back the other day. I got to talk with him. And I took him all the way
yes.
back when he was Imam in Lansing, before he came to Chicago.
Yes.
He said, that's your
okay.
Imam? I said, yes, that's me. Yes, sir.
Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. It's just that our community is got too many sharp people in this community for us to get stuck on just two or three people.
That's right.
And I refuse to be. To be contained, held back, that's what I mean. I always, when I teach, most of the time I try to put in that when we talk about Allah, nobody can give you the absolute, the only
Allah.
Way you can get the absolute is from Allah.
Yes. From Allah. That's who gave us that. And then Allah says that many of the rewards that we are seeking, it came through the teaching of Muhammad the Prophet. See, Muhammad the Prophet was close to Allah. We're not close to Allah like the Prophet was. So we have to go through, in a sense, through Muhammad. And his
yes.
way was what? The Quran.
It's the Quran.
So we said that
yes.
Quran, Imam Muhammad say, he said, think from the man of Allah. And how you do
there
that?
You
read the Quran.
Read the Quran.
Read the Quran.
I bear witness to it. And I think we done, you know, it's kicking off. It's kicking off. And the more the brothers and sisters study the Quran, the more their eyes are going to come open.
It's an eye opener.
Even when they do the Fajr in the morning, they read the Quran. They read at least a little of it, as much
yes,
as you can. You know.
Yeah.
When you do your, most everybody try to do their Fajr. But read that little of the Quran. Little of the
you
Quran,
know,
and you gonna feel different in the day.
We had a discussion at the Mugnoon one time, and they called their van, and I stopped them. And they, what you stopping them for, brother? I say, we want to make fudge, right? Yes, I said, what do fudge mean? I'm like you. I'm questioning you now. I said, you finna make fudge. I said, fudge means to break. Am I correct? Yes, sir. I said, go look outside. It's still dark. So how you going to make fudge? You got to see that break in the sky, that little light. When you see that little light, then you can make fudge.
Yeah.
So like right now, that van called like what, 6 something, and then you got that little break in the sky. It'd be like 7:15, 7:10. You don't make it 10 or 15 minutes after you hear that van go off. That's not fudging. And
yes.
I studied that with Imam Muhammad.
Yes, and through us being there with the Imam, we done found out a whole lot of things. Like for example, I go to masjids. I try to go when they do the fajr in the morning time. You got a whole
yes,
lot
sir.
Of them. Don't make them know you do it sooner before you do fajr.
I know.
They don't know that. You know.
You do.
And,
the Prophet Muhammad.
Yeah, yeah.
From Muhammad did the two sunnah before Fajr, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if they don't make it, you don't down them because nothing is not compulsory in Islam. But
No. That's right. You must have to do Maghrib. You know,
like here's a term, my big brother. It's called Sunnah Muwakkida. Sunnah Muwakkida is something that's close to fajr. It's so close to mandatory. Otherwise, Sunnah Muwakkida is everything that Prophet Muhammad did. So what if he done, you do it.
Yes.
Like the two you do it because Prophet Muhammad did it.
Sunnah,
it's called Sunnah Muwakkida. It's something so close to mandatory.
Yes. Praise be to Allah. But look here, it's about eight minutes after.
We got 8 minutes out. Yeah.
Let's close up in prayer. Inshallah.
Inshallah.
If we keep. Could you close us up in prayer?
Yes, sir. I seek refuge in Allah from Satan the rejected. O Allah, let not our heart turn back to corruption after you have guided us, and from your presence grant us mercy. Amen.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.